Oh my god, it's like a bonus pod Friday. Get ready for Ranapalooza. This one's a doozer.
When you are a fat man and you try and do a fitness podcast, but you injure your old fat self and can no longer do the physical crap needed,
I'm not fat.
You go back to your true and authentic self. A giant asshole that has a quick fuse and rants about everything. You start being fat, angry Stretch.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Stretch Show podcast.
Wow. When I hear that intro for the show, I honestly start to feel like it excuses my bad behavior. Oh, wow. Because I have plenty of that. By the way, speaking of that, let's start right off with an update. If I'm wrong, I'm going to admit I'm wrong. And I find out I'm wrong from our friend Emily, who is a lawyer. That's right, a law dog up in the house. You wouldn't know someone who's smart would be listening to the Stretch Show. Only joking. It's because I'm a moron. I think I'm a moron and people can... It's like I'm the fun... You can point and laugh and be like, at least I'm not him. He's a moron. She says, Stretch, you are a moron. No, that's not what she said, but it was implied. and she does exactly what... So I was telling you guys about the lawsuit the last time. And where I am writing my feelings about the situation. And then this is where she got me. She got me on my racist ass, where I said they settled with the dude because he's black. And in my opinion. And she's like, no. She said, basically, she's a specialist in this category. And all of the woke shit might be true at the school, but the reason they're paying out is an accounting one. She says it has nothing to do with who filed. They must have done an audit when they were checking their own liability, and they must have found that they underpaid or some. So one of those violations is true, or they would have never settled, especially for the amount they settled for. From an employer's perspective, she says, take the money. Don't give it to the a-hole who filed the suit. So it's the guy that filed it, and that's where it goes back to if I don't take it. I do have an update on that, though, too. She says, these cases are very common in California. I do know that because I told you I've been sued in them before. I've been the defendant in these before. And she says, the person who brings the case brings it because they're pissed for some reason. It does not change the fact that somewhere, someday, they didn't pay you enough or whatever they were supposed to do. And she said they will not be paying out unless they did something. So she says, if I was in your position, I would take the money as a deferred paycheck and rest easy on it. So I thank her so much for that. And I hit her back and much appreciated. So I do like that. She's saying, yeah, they're not paying that out no matter who you are. Because if they can prove it, I get that. If they can prove it, like, here's the paperwork, here's what we did. And if they looked and went, uh-oh, yeah. And the settlement's huge, but I'm only, my $900 settlement is because it's when that guy was there. Remember, I trained that guy then shortly after I left. So we're talking about, it says on there that that's only 88 days that I, whatever violation they had, apparently that I was involved in, had only 88 days there, and I was there for a couple of years, so it's not that long. I apologize if I sound like I'm eating. That is because I have a cough drop in my mouth because I'm sick of hacking and coughing and sounding more unprofessional than I normally do on the podcast. Here's the latest thought I have had, the latest generation of that lawsuit, is I also found out why the guy got fired, and it's insane. And then that's what it was. He was angry. He got fired and turned around and sued us because he was pissed. And I am seriously considering taking the settlement now. And you're like, what? You swore up and down on your character and your good standing. And then I'm going to donate the money back to the university. Give them back their own money. That's where my head is now. I'm not 100%. I'm literally, the paperwork sitting right here in front of me on my desk as I do the podcast. So that's a good idea to take the settlement and then give it right back to the school. Because, like I say, as much as they sucked and I didn't have a great experience because of the way they weren't so stupid. They didn't treat me bad. The university did not. So, and they stepped up, stepped up when I needed it. Now let's get back to me and cough drops. If you haven't been able to tell, I've been hacking through the last 4 or 5 podcasts. I don't have to whisper this because my wife's in the other room and she doesn't know. But on Tuesday, I started feeling really bad again and I was hacking. So I went to the doctor and I have pneumonia. There we go. End of that talk. And I'm still working. I haven't missed a day of work. And I'm powering through, which might not be the greatest thing to do for an old fat guy. But I'm trying. I'm trying to be old stupid stretch and power through this. So, yeah, she doesn't know. Which is fun because she's really getting up on me. And I'm like, I want to say, shut up. I have pneumonia. Leave me alone. But I can't. So I just got to power through. Power through, power through, power through. Ah, man. I'm already sweating. What the hell is this? Happy Halloween, by the way. It is Halloween. Everyone at my work is mad because I've told them I am not dressing up. And they're like, you have to dress up. It's fun. And we have a little costume contest and all that stuff. But I'm the dude at the front with a gun strapped to my hip. Like, I need to look, like I can dress casual. I'm going to wear a Halloween shirt and pants and I'll wear a baseball. I'm so excited on Fridays because we don't have to, I don't have to wear a suit. So that is, I'm just going to wear, I have a Halloween shirt. I'm going to wear a shirt with Michael Myers on it and I'll be excited about that. So that's what I'm doing for Halloween, but I am not going to dress up. And then I'm going to Downey, as per usual, to get with my boy Icy Ice because I really need to deal with him. My parents don't do the best job of controlling him. And if any trick-or-treaters make it to the door past the landmines that my father has laid, they will be greeted by a very angry dog. So if I'm there, he'll be better. That's all I know. All right, I have so much to talk about because so much crap has happened this week besides me finding out I'm incredibly ill. But I'm powering through. I'm now into my third day of antibiotics, and I don't feel bad anymore. I started feeling better, but I'm still hacking and coughing, and that is what it is. But here is a fun story that happened one day this week. Only me, and this is from the only stretch world. I got into a road rage fight with a Waymo. How is it's funny to think about. If you don't know what Waymo is, that is the driverless car. It's like Uber, but with no driver. I love it. I've taken it. It's great. But I've told you guys, I live in an apartment area. It's all apartments, 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 apartments. And you know, when you live anywhere there's apartments, there's no parking. And remember, I am low man on the totem pole at my house. My wife and my daughter have parking and I have to park my car in the street, even though I have a way better car than they do. It's kind of weird. But anyway, my car goes in the street. And I was in it whenever. So I told you guys I'm close to the 405. And when there's a problem on the 405, which is, what, 4 out of 5 days a week, it becomes a crap show because everybody gets off the freeway and starts driving on the streets, and the first thing they do is flood our neighborhood, cutting through and trying to zoom through. And I do the same thing. I'm not mad at that, but it's really hard to find parking. And I found a spot, and I'm parallel parking, and I'm backing into the spot, and a Waymo comes up onto my bumper. I have my reverse on. I'm backing into the spot, and the Waymo is now within, like, right behind me, and it won't move. And if I move, it's bumper-to-bumper traffic coming back the other way. I'm going to lose my spot, and I'm going to have to go around the block to come back around. And the Waymo, it doesn't get what I'm doing. And I thought Waymo should be, if it's a self-driving, it should be like a driver, and it should be cognizant that, hey, this vehicle is backing up. I should not pull all the way up to it. It shouldn't have pulled up as close as it did. And by the way, because I'm knock on wood, I am the greatest driver in the history of the world. I Said, oh yeah, F you, Waymo. I gave Waymo the finger. Don't know why. There's no one in the car. I'm giving him the middle finger. And I'm like, F you. And I backed up with about an inch on the right of the car that I was backing up alongside and an inch on the left of the Waymo. And the Waymo was stuck there until I got my car parked. And then once I squeezed through, all it had to do was give me back up and give me 6 more inches. It would have been fine, but it wouldn't. So F you, Waymo. I had a road rager. Get out of my car. Fight that invisible driver. I should have done that. I'm not kidding. People, Waymo was honking at me. It was like road raging back at me. It was laying on the horn honking. And I was like, F you. I'm parallel parking, you B. Get out my way. Get out the way. Get out the way. Move, bitch. That's what I was saying to Waymo. All right, now let's get into a fun story. So yesterday, Tuesday after I left work about an hour early to get into the doctor. The doctor could see me. I got in, got my diagnosis and bunch of prescriptions, inhaler, bunch of pills, cough pills, antibiotics, bunch of stuff, like good stuff like that. And when he said, I'm going to write you a note for work for the rest of the week. And I said, no, I don't do that. I work. I'm going to work. I said, am I contagious? He said, no. I said, I'm going to work. So he was not amused with that. He's like, you need to rest. I'm like, I'll rest when I'm dead, but I'm going to go to work. So I found out on Tuesday, and I'm like, you know, there are days at my work where I literally sit at my desk, watch my 65 cameras, get up to go to the bathroom, go into the break room, get a coffee once in a while when someone relieves me, and walk outside once or twice, you know, take a look around and just sit there and watch my cameras all day and open and close big electric prison gates and stuff. And that's all I do. There's days that happens. So I'm like, I'll be fine. What would happen the first day you go to work feeling like crap and having pneumonia? What would happen? What are the odds of what would happen? Oh yeah, you get the busiest shit show of a day you've had all year. And we're 10 months into the year. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I did more up, down, running around, yelling at truck drivers and doing my thing than I do normally in a week in the one day. And it was killing me. I was sucking air so hard and I was trying to power through and it was really hard. And this is another thing I can't make up from the only Stretch World files. Can't make this up. I have to check in all the trucks and semis and all that stuff that come and go. Of course, on that day, we had a lot because it was really busy. And what happens when you're sick and dying and you have no help and you have no backup and it's just you? Oh, yeah. They don't schedule the trucks. Or the trucks say, we're going to be there at 11. And the next day, we're going to be there at 10. We're going to be there at noon. Well, yeah, sure as effing crap, I had 4 show up at a time twice in that day. Two times I had 4 effing trucks show up at the same exact time. All right. So now I'm running around. And then to add to the funness of the day, I had 4 trucks show up at the same time. All 4 trucks were not the company that we're supposed to be picking up. And I've told you guys about all of the thieving that's going on in cargo world and how easy it is for another company to drive up and steal a load of cargo because all of these companies sublet. And we let everyone know, we don't do that anymore. You tell us what company is coming and that's the only company we're loading. And if another company shows up, we have to we'll eventually load, but it adds 35, 40 minutes to their wait of us having to call people, verify a whole bunch of information before we'll load that truck because we don't want to lose a whole shipment of cargo. And when you know, every single one of the trucks that day was a sublet. Every single one of those rides got brokered out. So I'm dealing with that and I'm calling whose person, what ride is this? What ride is that? Da, 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 da. Call them and ask them this. And it's just a crap show. And I'm dealing with that. And I'm at my desk on the phone with one of the girls in the office, giving her information and telling her what I need and blah, blah, blah. And I see on my camera, a big lady walking like and looking left, looking right, immediately No good. Bam. Red flag. The security in me knows that person's up to no good. And I know exactly what that person's going to do. And I was exactly right because I am a profiler. I can tell by your behavior and your look what you're about to do. And I knew this was a homeless person who was crazy, who was going to try to take a shit in our driveway. That's right. That's what I said. The way my work is set up, we're on a really busy street and the sidewalk is out in front of the building and there's people walking up and down the sidewalk all day. A lot of crazy homeless people walk up and down that sidewalk all day. And then people all the time, when they start doing a look left, look right, look left, and they start walking all the way up to our gate. Now, our gates, I told you guys, they're like 15 foot tall, big. They look like prison gates, covered with barbed wire, the whole thing, or spikes. And so they'll walk up to it, and guys will walk up to it and piss on it. And that would, because the gate is about a 15 feet sunken in from the sidewalk, and you can't really see. They don't realize there's cameras everywhere, and I'm watching every move they make. And guys will come up and pee. And then a lot of crazy people will come up and just literally pull their pants down and take a dump in our driveway. So I knew that's what's going to happen. So I hit the button to open the gate right when I see her coming up to the corner to get really hidden in the corner. And I come running out the door. The gate's open. First thing she sees is a big angry guy with a gun coming and police cars because we have friendships with LAPD. And so there's police cars there. And I come running out, and she takes off running, and I realize this lady had no clothes. She had on a oversized man's t-shirt, and she had on no underwear because she had her shirt pulled all the way up to her boobs, and she was squatting down getting ready to take a crap, and she ran away. Now, I couldn't chase her because I was in the middle of so much shit, and then further down the block, we have other gates in which I saw her walk into another gate down the street further. And I open that gate too, and that one has alarms. So when that one opens, it's like beep, 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 making noise. And so then I had to call for backup at that point. I had to call someone from the office and say, come cover my desk. I have to go. I have a problem outside. And then I go running down the street, and then she had taken off. It scared her enough that she left, and thank God she didn't shit in our driveway. But here, more stuff I can't make up. This is California. And if you're listening right now and you have been able to flee California, God bless you. You're lucky. If you are listening right now and you are a stupid person who votes for Democrats and you live in California, this is your fault. And if you are a person who lives in California and you think it's not that bad, you're wrong. Because I just told you should horrify you. A lady taking a crap on a driveway who should probably be in a mental institution. This lady should be. But let's back it up. I then am sitting there, and we have this lady at work, really nice family lady, and she had gone to lunch, and she came back in, and she comes to my desk, and is like, you're never going to believe what just happened to me. And I'm like, and this is right after the lady had tried to poop in our driveway. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I got a doozy too. Well, what do you got? And she goes, I was at McDonald's, which is about a mile away from our office, middle of the day. By the way, this is lunchtime, middle of the day. And she goes, there was a guy, and he didn't look homeless, but he was crazy. And he was standing at the front of the drive-thru line, and he had his pants off, and he was bending over, spreading his butt cheeks, and showing everyone his butthole. Yes, no one knew the McStarfish was on the menu that day, but that's what they got. And she said, I got scared and I roll up my window, so I lock my door. And then she said, she tells them when she gets to the window, hey, did you know there's a guy here pulling his pants down? And McDonald said, yeah, he climbed up on the roof earlier and was doing it. And we finally got him off of there. And then she's like, are you going to call the police? And they're like, we're just trying to get him to move on. This is Los Angeles. This is what we do. This is a business had a man climb on their roof, pull his pants off, and show all of their customers coming in and out their butthole. And they never even called the police. And then they got him, convinced him to come off the roof. And then he was standing in the drive-thru showing his actual butthole to all of their customers waiting on their food. Talk about working up an appetite. That's Los Angeles. That's what we're dealing with. That's the crap. And to be honest, if they would have called the police, I'll tell you why they didn't call the police. The same reason I don't call the police for any problems. Same reason I'm armed and have weapons and all that stuff. You have to deal with it yourself, because the police will say, yes, yeah, sorry, is he violent? Is he attacking anyone? Does he have a weapon? No. All right, we'll get someone out there in 3 hours. And that's what you got to deal with. So people just stop calling. And when you hear stories about crime being down ever in California, it's a lie. It's a big giant lie, because people have just stopped reporting most crimes. Like, to me, you climb on the roof of a McDonald's, pull your pants down, which means your dick's out, which means you technically could be a sex offender, spreading your butt cheeks, showing your butthole to people, you should go to jail for that. That's at least a night in the pokey in stretch world, in common sense world. But that's not what we deal with. That's not the world that we live in. And it's that insane here. And now, while I'm ranting about California and Los Angeles sucking, let me get into Gavin Newsom, one of my favorite targets in the world in the Pacific Palisades fire, which, by the way, we're having issues still with the city and the state, shocker. But Gavin Newsom has, the guy is announced he is definitely running for president in 2028. And it's funny how he's trying to rig the elections with the Prop 50 thing when he's going to be the guy in 2028, he thinks, running on the Democrat nomination. So he's trying to rig the election to his favor, knowing he's from California, thinking he could easily win California. If he wins California, it would help him to have all those seats. So something to think about. But here's the other thing. He has now started turning. He's turned on everyone. He turned on Cal Fire like crazy. He turned on the LA fire, the department now, and he's turned on, like, he's turned on everyone, because he realizes this is an anchor tied to his ass and this was bad. And when the feds arrested the guy that started the fire and they found out it was on state property and it burned for a week before the fire. So remember, it burned, they came and sprayed it out and then left it, and it was burning underground. They didn't bother getting it put out. That's all LAFD at that point. They did a shitty job. They didn't put the fire out. And then it came back up with when the high winds kicked up a week later and sparked right back up and then burned down the whole town. So Newsom, he was blaming Cal Fire. Well, Cal Fire contracts in Los Angeles the LAFD. So then when he realized he was blaming the wrong people, then he blamed LAFD. So he just keeps going down the road. That guy is like squirming like crazy, because I tell you guys, I'm suing the bejesus out of them. Everything we've said in all of our lawsuits has now been verified by the official investigation finally being announced after they arrested the guy that started it. The feds did, not the state or the city. And because of that, the lawsuit is just a matter of how much are they going to settle for. They've now lost their case. They blew their own case. And I'm pretty sure the feds, because the feds don't play nice with the state and the local here, I'm pretty sure that was on purpose. But it's going to cost them a lot of money. There's a lot of people suing, and they have lost their own case. And Newsom running around blaming everyone isn't really helping, but it is still pretty damn awesome. It really is pretty awesome. Then, I made notes of everything I had to talk about. I have poop lady already talked about having pneumonia. Talked about my street fight with a Waymo. Talked about my lawsuit update and Gavin Newsom. Oh yeah, Gavin Newsom released a statement this week where he called all of us who have filed lawsuits opportunistic people, that we were looking for a reason to sue, to do a money grab. Yeah, that's what I call it when my entire effing life burned down, you fucking crazy kook. You destroyed 7,000 families' lives. Everything they own is gone. And we're opportunistic because we're holding you accountable for a fire that should have been prevented by your people, by your plan. You're the dude in charge. The buck stops with you. And you didn't have a plan. And you suck at your job, and you're a vile, disgusting little twit. God, he has the most punchable face. I have to watch. I hate that guy so much. I don't ever want to say anything violent, so then they could turn it in and be like, look, this guy's crazy. He's threatening the governor. I don't threaten him. I don't want bad to have. I just don't want him to have a job. I really don't want that guy to be the president, let alone the governor. But, man, I would like to punch him in the face just once. Oh, he's such a little weasel. And he talks like he's a tough guy. And I love lately now, and he's becoming a chameleon, talking about, yeah, when I was a kid and we were poor and I was eating Wonder Bread. Just so we know, his father was the lead attorney for the Gettys. Have you ever heard of the Gettys? Oh, yeah, the Getty Villa Museum up on the top, the billionaire family that was from here in California, the Gettys. And did you know the Gettys funded Gavin Newsom's personal winery when he was 25 years old? It was all backed by the Gettys. The guy's never been poor. His dad wasn't poor. The guy never had macaroni and cheese and Wonder Bread. He is a bullshit, lying con artist who is trying to just BS people because he probably saw on research somewhere that he's not identifying with the common man, because he's never identified with the common man. He's been a Democrat elite since the day he was effing born, being backed by the Gettys. Piece of shit. God, that guy's a fucking tool. God, I hate him. And now he's got a boner for Joe Rogan, saying Joe Rogan won't have him on. Joe Rogan won't have him on because he lies when he opens his mouth. Everything he says is a lie. You ask him a question and he answers another question that you didn't ask. He doesn't answer questions because he's got nothing to say that's truthful. He is a piece of poo. A giant piece of poo. Man, I hate that guy. And then what else happened? Oh, yeah, last night I went to Downey since I was at the doctor on Tuesday. I didn't go to Downey. I went to Downey on Wednesday. And then I walked ice, which is not fun when you have pneumonia and you're not supposed to be doing anything. But I walked ice. And then there was some people there that had an unruly dog, and ice was being really good. And the dog was, so imagine we're walking, and across the street from us, walking parallel, even with us, is another dog. And it's going crazy, barking, yakking, barking, crying, trying to get at ice. And they're pulling it back. And ice is aggravated by it, but he's not barking. He's not being a dick. His hair's up and he's ready to fight, because that's what that knucklehead does. But he's just waiting, like, come on over, bitch. That's what he's saying. And he's getting worked up. And he's showing a lot of interest in, like, watching that dog. And he's, that dog's on the right side of the street. We're on the left side of the street. So he is on my right side. And he's not pulling, but he's over to the right because he's really interested in this dog. And he thinks this dog's coming and he's going to get a fight, is what I'm thinking. Well, right at that moment, we're passing a fence, and there were two dogs on the inside of that fence that went batshit crazy. And it happened so fast that ice is already worked up. So he spun around and went like he was going to fight. You know, dogs are stupid. He thought he would fight those dogs through the fence because they were definitely trying to fight him. And he came across so fast, he hit my foot and he tripped me. And I caught myself after staggering, but I almost face planted on the sidewalk. And then I snatched him up. Remember, he wears a pinch collar, so I got control of him quickly. And I snatched it up, and I made him sit. And then I made him sit there and let those dogs just bark in his face and bark and bark and bark. And they literally were a foot away from him. And I made him sit there and mind and just wait. And he sat there for like 2 or 3 minutes, and those dogs were going batshit crazy. And I'm like, you're going to sit here and let them bark at you because you are a butt face and you almost put me down on my face. So that's the week of stretch. It's funny. I didn't even have a Kim Kardashian story today. I didn't even look at stories. I'm like, I have a lot of ranting BS crap in my life that I got to talk about. It is Halloween. I'll have the Halloween stretch show on the Big 49 about 5:30 tonight. Happy birthday to my brother turned 60 today. Today I record this on the 30th. It's my brother's birthday. He just turned 60. So I talked to him today. Our mom is hanging in there. She's not fading, but she's fading. They're just getting old. You know, your parents are getting old, and it bothers you. I'm at that stage right now, but I got to go over there and check on my mom as much as I got to go check on ice for tomorrow. So, or today, actually, as you hear this, it is Halloween. So, happy damn Halloween. Oh, by the way, doctor also informed me that my diabetes is out of control. Like, he's freaked out. So I effective immediately, as of Tuesday afternoon, went back on keto. I am back on keto. It's the only thing that works. And here's what's weird. I got the heart issue too. So I got keto is really bad for your heart. And it's something's going to get me. It's going to be diabetes or a heart attack. But one of them will get me eventually. Hopefully, it could be pneumonia. I mean, who knows? That might get me too. So hopefully I'll be good. And I'll be back on Monday. And I'll be better. And I'll be chipper. And I'll be singing along. It'll be November. Remember, Christmas starts this Saturday, so tomorrow will be Christmas, because there is no more Thanksgiving. It's woo-loo. Halloween's over. Coast 103 is playing Christmas music, Christmas commercials, Christmas everything, and we are on and popping. So get ready for that. I'll be back on Monday with a Christmas show, I guess is what I'll do. So have a great weekend. Be safe on Halloween. Don't be a dirty slut. Don't do anything you'll regret. I'm just saying. I mean, as much as it's fun, but it's bad. You'll regret it. Don't have regrets. If you do it, don't have regrets. All right. I'll talk to you Monday. Goodbye.